The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen from The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so stoked today. I have a very special guest. And this is actually, just to let you know, this is a pre-record, so we're not having callers call in. I'm really excited, as I said, about this show. Way back when, it was back in 2009. I was in a position where I wanted to move into sharing seminars and sharing information. And I had no idea, but I had promised a 35th generation Shaolin master that he had given me permission to teach his method. And I was absolutely not going to let him down. And I was kind of really, really shy back then. I had been bullied in school and didn't really know, you know, like too shy to speak in public and that. So I went out to Vancouver. Back then I lived in Saskatchewan in Canada. And I went out to Vancouver to take a marketing course. And they had this amazing man there. I'll never forget it because I was watching and here was Herman Mueller. And I was just blown away by watching him. And they had him there to teach us about body language and about how, you know, how to present and stand strong on stage, et cetera. And that man, just took my breath away. It was just incredible to watch him in action. He could look at people and he could tell people what happened to them at this age and that age. And he would look into their eyes and he would say this and that about, and they would just weep. Tears of joy, usually, because Herman had one of the most beautiful talents that a human being can have. He made everyone that he came in connection with feel absolutely honored and special and incredible. And I was like, I said to myself as I watched him and I signed up right there, I was like, I am going to make it a priority to study with this man. And I made sure of it. And so I ended up taking the first part of it, the psychosomatic therapy, and then becoming like practitioner. And then I went into the master's, and then I even went and got my teacher's certificate studying with him. And I was like, I was just looking for my certificate and found it. And that, I received that on May 30th, 2010. And 12. And so I was just like so stoked to find that. And so my guest today is, and I just got to get my papers here so I give her a proper introduction. My guest is the Herman Mueller's wife and partner. And, you know, Herman has crossed the veil. And it's just like an incredible opportunity. And I feel so honored to have Marie on the show. So Marie Mueller will share insights around 2020 and the year of seer. I love this, the year of seer from a psychosomatic perspective. And inspired by Herman Mueller's work on soul and personality rays, Marie Mueller will share how these energies can best serve you. And the higher guidance is ever more important to ground and embody this year while remaining heart-centered. I love that. It's the year of the heart. 2020 adds up to four. So director of the Psychosomatic Therapy College, trainer and assessor of accredited training 10821, NAT Certificate 3, NLP practitioner, massage emotional release therapist, and wife of late husband Herman Mueller. Marie delivers her 35 plus years of training and experience with clarity and wisdom. Her extensive studies in metaphysics, yoga, meditation, spiritual healing, chakra balancing, crystal and magnetic healing complement her ability to hold the supportive space for the psychosomatic therapy process. One of her strengths is to help you reprogram your subconscious, freeing you from destructive behavior patterns and reconnecting you to your soul. Marie Mueller, it is such a pleasure and my honor to have you on The Truth is Funny today.
Thank you so much. I am equally honored to be part of this program and to start the year with you. We're starting having another start because we've just moved into the Chinese New Year and the year of the metal rat, which I actually am a metal rat. So
I'm a rat too, but I'm not a metal one.
And guess what? Herman was a rat as well.
Was he? Which rat sign was he?
He's a fire rat. A fire rat.
I think I'm a wood rat.
He's always a rat. Such a passionate person about his work.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Thank you for introducing Herman in such a way too, because I'm really blessed with so many in this work to be carrying on the legacy. And we always knew that we came together for a purpose, and the purpose was always about the work and sharing that information and knowledge that he had, and that capacity to really touch someone's heart and just get to the soul, to the essence of what was really going on. And I'm glad you had that magical experience. I was blessed for 30 years to be with my life partner, and it's been a massive transition for me. He actually passed, you mentioned 2012, and 2012 was, of course, the turning point of the ages. And when Herman passed, he passed on the 12th. He passed in 2017, but that whole 12 energy and talking about numbers, because that's only just a small aspect of the psychosomatic work. But one of the things Herman got inspired was this download. It only took about 20 minutes. And in the traditional numerology, we often acknowledge Dan Millman and his work. And because he's put it together in such a simple way, I feel. And what Herman did was he actually took that knowledge and he just matched it with the chakras, and it was an inspired moment. And that way, what we're experiencing now more than ever is coming back home into our bodies. Now, our Indigenous elders around the world have always taught us that. You know, how to be connected to Mother Earth, how to respect the planet, how to really value speaking from our heart and getting out of the overactivity and overstimulation of the mind. So 2020 is actually where this is coming to a point where it's such a necessity now. It's we've become so out of balance globally that we're being brought back to our roots once again. And I've actually chosen to move physically, which is a four base chakra aspect, mobility and stability, safety, all the base chakra qualities, and grounding, of course. So I've actually physically moved just less than 2 weeks ago. I've moved, and I'm moving right down to my roots where I grew up. And
wow.
I'm not the only person who's doing this at the moment. It's quite fascinating. There's a lot of movement going on.
Yeah, and I've noticed, and I just wanted to say this because you're in Australia, and I just wanted to thank you because you're on a totally different time zone, and it's like 5 a.m. there now, and you've had a lot of fires around you, et cetera, and people would just kind of like to know, I think, first and foremost, we want to open our hearts and send all our love to you and everybody in Australia. You've been going through a very intense inferno. And can you tell us a little bit about how, where you are and what's going on there in Australia now?
There's nothing more humbling than Mother Nature and these great natural disasters that go on, and there's such a loss, and it really unifies and unites community. And and speaking as an Australian, it is phenomenal the global outpouring that's come to us, and to be such a focus in the world. And I know that those satellite images went out that really looked like Australia was on fire, the whole of Australia was on fire. And of course, it wasn't far from the truth. And we've never experienced anything to the extent that has gone on in this summer. It started early. It started in our area very early. We started in September, October, November, and some of our historic buildings burnt down. Farms were burnt, houses were lost. We were very fortunate no human life was lost in our area. But the native wildlife has been suffering terribly. And I think there's been somewhere someone has been touched so deeply and profoundly. And we're actually rebuilding Australia town by town at the moment. And there's a lot of really simple grassroots funding that's going on, like GoFundMe projects for animal groups and for rebuilding heritage sites, and just the neighbours who have lost so much. So I really thank you for asking. And it's something that over yet, it's still raging away down south. And the rain we've been blessed with having here in southeast Queensland in the last 24, 48 hours, we keep going down south to where they need it, and out west to where the drought affected areas have influenced why it was so severe for us this year.
So yes, I was telling you before we got started here that, you know, I lived in Australia for a year and a half, and I left the last day because I love Australia, and you know, my heart goes out to all of you there. And I, you know, here we've had some strange weather. Like yesterday, or 2 days ago, I was raking leaves and sweeping, and now there's like 4 inches of snow out here the next day. So, you know, sending some of that, like, it's snow, but by the time it gets to you, it'll be water. So let's strengthen for you guys to have the rain you need to like get through this. And so let's get back there. I just thought it would be really, really cool for you to let everybody know, being that you're there.
It all ties in perfectly, because gifted messages have come through as well. And I know you spoke to me before we went live, and you said that you had been to Uluru. Well, Uluru was handed back to the traditional owners late last year, and as soon as it happened, I felt this very big activation process going on, because that's what they were saying. Uluru is known traditionally as the solar plexus of the world, so it's the heart of Australia, but the solar plexus of the world. And so the solar plexus is the element of fire. So in a way, it's
nature has her way of speaking.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been a major activation that's that culminated on the 12th of the 1st this year, 12th of the 1st, 2020. And in that process, there was an awakening from the solar plexus of the planet and moving to the heart. So we could say that this transformation, and in many respects, Australia has been endeavouring to find their greater identity and their place in the world. So that transformation through fire is an extraordinarily humbling experience, and it brings out so much compassion. So we're moving into the heart, which is a great balancer, as Herman would call it. So in this 2020 year, which is really part of what I'm here to speak about, it's I've been calling it the year of the seer.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
a true seer, as I was taught by Indigenous elders, a true seer is that someone that's pure of heart, someone that's innocent, and they're not clouded by the veils of, all of our intellectual knowledge and things. And so to really be able to see the future, it's important to have this purity in the heart, this clarity, this innocence in the heart. So 2020 being two, as I was saying, when Herman got these downloads of the chakras, it put it into the body. So then it became meatier. It became something we could feel and touch and relate to in a very embodied way. And so the two chakra is cooperation and balance, as we know in numerology. The two vibration is cooperation and balance in numerology. And that was placed in the heart, the great balancer. So we have a double heart year, 2020, so double heart. But we also have a zero, double zero year, which is the brow chakra. So the big picture, the ability to see things and to see in. So inner tutor, intuition. And through the clarity in the heart or the purity in the heart and the bigger picture, this is a year that humanity has such an opportunity for getting things into perspective in a way we haven't been able to do before or for a long, long time, and get our values aligned so that that higher wisdom, because the brow chakra is also accessing the higher self, that higher wisdom coming in, seeing it, feeling it in our hearts, coming into balance in ourselves, and then being able to ground that step-by-step approach with the four energy. So it's quite exciting, because the four then gives us that grounding and connection with Mother Earth. And what do we want to connect with? We want to connect with her heart. We want to connect with the vibe of the planet and to really feel that resonance again with nature that calms us and heals us and makes sense in the world, so we have that sense of certainty amidst all the chaos and uncertainty that's going on. So
I love that. I just was blessed to be able to be asked to set the tone at the opening of the Illuminate Psychic Fair here in Kelowna, and it's a 4-day event. And that's what we were talking about, that this is the year of the heart. This is a 4-year, and that was on February 2nd, like it was 2020, and it goes backwards both ways. So this is like kind of like, don't you feel like this is a little bit like almost like an opportunity for people right now to really change identities? I've noticed a lot of my clients and a lot of people I talk to are kind of like moving into like being exactly who they feel inside their authentic selves. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, it doesn't matter how we get the message, does it? We're getting the message, and that's what's most important. And moving back to our authentic self, it's if I go back to the solar plexus for a moment and that whole process of that, by the way, maybe I know I'm jumping over the place here, but I'll just go through what chakras Herman put the numbers with. That might
yes, that would be very awesome. Then when people want to listen later, they can.
So the one is confidence and creativity. So it's crown chakra. So when we have one in any of the numbers, that's going to be the crown. Two is the heart. So when we have that 12 energy, it's crown and heart. And so it's the it's like looking into the lotus, isn't it? When you look into the center of the crown chakra, you can see the heart chakra. So one and two, heart, cooperation and balance. Three is the throat. Well, that makes sense because it's all about expression and sensitivity and listening to our own, well, really listening to our heart, listening to our capacity through our sensitivity to sense what's right for us. And then we can, by bringing that energy back to ourselves, we can be more responsive to what our own requirements are rather than in reaction to the external. So four energy is base chakra, process and stability. So all the stability, all the base chakra qualities. And we're hearing that a lot with the four energy as well.
Yes.
Five is sacral chakra. It's freedom through discipline. So as we really claim back our own connection to listen to our power center and our potency. So next year is going to be very, very exciting after all the grounding and the step-by-step processes we do this year, what we put into place, what all the structure, all that creativity can flow, all that water chakra can flow again next year. So we'll see lots of interesting things follow on from this year.
I love how you said that because a lot of people are kind of saying to me, yikes, this year started off kind of rough, you know, and they're concerned, you know, and I said, oh, there's always Chinese New Year and then there's another new year after that. But we also left the year of the pig on the Chinese horoscope into the number one, which is rat. And I mean, that energy, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt then, but I got excited.
Go ahead, tell us what you were going to say about that.
The new decade when we moved into the rat and it's the beginning, it's a whole new energy that's going to be following through now for an entire decade. And it's a little daunting for me where I'll be in 10 years from now. Who knows? But it's exciting and it's a little daunting.
Yeah, I think that's exactly, you know, I was at my booth for 3 days and, you know, after the Thursday night and just, you know, checking in with people and that a lot of people are experiencing a lot of kind of like, wow, it just feels so wide open. It's kind of scary.
It does. That's why we need to stay grounded this year, really centered and grounded and keep coming back into our heart center. So the five is the sacral chakra, six or spleen, six is the heart chakra, vision and acceptance, which is where the seer comes in as well, because to be that visionary, we really need the purity and clarity of our heart. If we're seeing through our mind, then we start to see all the ignorances and illusions and what we're wanting to lock on to for our future becomes clouded. So if our perception's just slightly off, if it's just 5 degrees off, we're not going to get the mark. We're not going to hit the target. So to be so aligned that things are just coming, you know, right place, right time, that synchronicity. So
I love that.
That's really important.
I love that you used the word synchronicity. I started this deck, Tales from the Vector. And that painting, I finished her about 4 days ago, Synchronicity. And that's something that, you know, is I'd like to talk about. We have to take just a short break here. And, you know, then when we come back, we'll talk some more about this and share some more wonderful stories, maybe give us a couple stories about Herman. And
that's nice to put it in the heart chakra.
So this is Colette Marie Steffen and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I've got Marie Mueller on today. I'm just stoked. It's such an awesome way to start the year. We'll be back after this short break. It's on Transformation Talk Radio. No callers today because this is actually a pre-record, but we will be, or are, right now live on Facebook. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Coach Peggy Show, all things wellness with me, Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I'm going to talk to you about all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness, you guys. It's the Coach Peggy Show. We get bold, we get badass, and we never go half in. And for more information, you can visit me at allthingswellness.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are live here on Facebook at this time. Having said that, we have like a special guest on the show today. We're not taking callers right now. We have the Marie Mueller, who is Herman Mueller's wife. Many of you have heard me speak very highly of her, of Herman from Psychosomatics, and it's just such a pleasure to have her on the show here today. It's like very, very early in the morning for her right now, so that's why we decided to do a pre-record, because it would have been one in the morning her time, and Marie's in the middle of a move right now. So I really want to give everybody an opportunity to just let Marie share her wisdom. And she's going to just share her contact information. And then Marie, we want to know, everybody's been asking me, ask Marie, how is she doing with, you know, because Herman crossed over, and also people here are wanting to send their love to you when we're talking about the heart here. So Marie, go ahead and share your information, and then we'll just listen to you share some more wisdom.
Thank you. Well, one of the best ways of staying in contact is going to the website, the college website, which is psychosomatictherapycollege.com.au. That's the easiest way. Certainly we have Facebook pages for the Psychosomatic Therapy College. So if you haven't been on and liked that, make sure you do, because we do keep in contact and update. I also have one for harmonybodyandmind.com.au. If you go on and join the newsletter to that one as well, that gives a little bit more of some of the spiritual things that are on offer. But the biggest change was Herman ascending, I call it, on the 12th of the 12th, 2017. And he went before dawn, and it was an incredible experience. I was blessed that we were supported enough to be able to keep him at home, which is what he really wanted. He wanted to stay on the land there. And he passed so peacefully. And for the following 6 months, it felt like there was this infusion of love. It was tangible. I think when someone passes and they're at peace with their passing, it seems to be so exquisite. And and it's like a blanket of love. And this was, he loved the land, and he was so full of love that it was tangible for 6 months. Then it seemed to go into everything, kind of integrate in. And some of the sensitives and gifted people around would say they'd see rainbows. They'd see them in the trees and they'd see them in the ground. And so...
That sounds like Herman.
So he was just everywhere around me. So it was so comforting to stay at the center. And I stayed there. I kept things going for about 2 years. And then late last year, I got guided that kind of guidance, like Herman would say, focus, balance, structure, our feelings and our actions. He was all about the base chakra and doing, and he was Mr. Action Man. So when I felt this impulse, it was an impulse that was right down in my gut and right down in my base chakra, and I thought, I know this feeling. I'm going to have to move. It's a movement. I'm going to have to move. And I went, okay, I'm going to have to move. All right. So I started the process, and I put out to the universe that whoever took over the land, that they would love it, that this was their dream opportunity and they would love it. And it's gone to an extended family. They have 12 grandchildren, and they have so much love in this family.
Of course there was 12.
Yeah, there was 12. There was 12.
Just in case we weren't smart enough to catch that.
And of course, the psychosomatic work is all about our future generations as well. So how to be able to be present with ourselves and to really live and be that love and live and be that soul here in form, and to be proactive. Plug that one again, because it's a 4 year, so it's all about action. And I just feel anyway with the love and in this family, it's going on. So I've actually downsized massively because I was caring for a very big land mass as well. Well, it's 1.1 acre, but it's in the subtropics. There's a lot of work to do to keep things nature, keep on top of things going on, and the maintenance. And I really wanted to, at this point in my life, I'm turning 60 this year. And I wanted to dedicate this period of my life to the work in such a way that I'm giving myself over into the work, and to see where that takes me in myself. And because you can't do the work unless you're living it and being it. And so I feel it's my vocation at this time, and I'm excited to see where it goes. So how am I coping with Herman? I'm missing him every day. I don't think you ever have a love that is so close to our hearts that, you know, it does leave a space that nobody else can feel, nothing else can feel. Mm-hmm. But in every piece of his work that I read and, you know, it's like he's close to my heart. So immersing myself in this work is continuing my relationship, I suppose, and my love for Herman and our greater service together. So
that's beautiful. That really is.
I don't know where it's going to go from here, but I'll be down close to the beach and to my roots. And
I love that you're going to your roots.
I am. And I'm planning to come to Canada. I'm not sure if I'll make it in your fall this year, but maybe I will. And I know we've got quite a few of our teachers over there that are doing their thing and going around to the expos. So keep an eye out. I know Robin Dow is doing things with Erin Ulmer, and they'll be in that area of around Saskatoon and around Calgary, and Laurel Ellian is active as well. So
I just want to say, like, hello to all of you out there. I moved from Saskatchewan. I purchased my property here on Mother's Day, May 13th. it'll be 7 years in 2020. And I'm out in Kelowna in the Okanagan Valley now. I have to say, I do love it here. I have a beautiful spring running through my property. It's not a large, but I've got my own garden and, you know, all of that. And I just love the energy, but I wanted to say hello to all my Saskatchewan peeps.
Please do. if you weren't aware, I'm sure many of you are, Carol Friesen, who was Herman's organizer and really broke into North America a lot with psychosomatic therapy. She's moved to Costa Rica. And you can find Herman on YouTube as well. There's quite a lot of coverage of Herman on YouTube. And and we have an association, INTAP, INTAPT.org.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Anyway, that's the association, and they have a lot of information there too.
And you know, for myself, because I was working with energy work, and that's like my first love, is doing, you know, like identifying and eliminating hidden energetic blocks. But I absolutely love mixing the psychosomatics in with it, because it's just brilliant. And people really have been, you know, they just love it. And one of the things that I want to say, that was one of the biggest gifts that Herman taught me, was to be able to look someone eye to eye and be able to really look them in the eye. I used to have a lot of problems with that because I was so shy. And after going through his rigorous program,
<Good luck offer. laughs> I'm teaching in this.
Yeah, it was, it was brilliant. And I want to say, you know, I was painting synchronicity, and all of a sudden, Michelle, Pfeiffer, not Pfeiffer, what's her name? Saskatoon, in Saskatchewan. She texted me, and I was working on this painting, and all of a sudden Herman popped to mind, and then all of a sudden I looked, and there she is on my computer. And then I was like, wow, I was just thinking about Herman, and I was just thinking about how brilliant, and you know, just I could just feel like he was around. And then boing, there comes the email.
So, I'm sure there's many people feeling his presence still.
Oh yeah, Yeah. Once you were touched, and one of the things I just have to say that just made me like I just adore this about Herman is, you know, he would put in a good long day, like lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of hours teaching the seminar.
So you never tire of anything you love.
And then he'd go out and he'd head out to the casino and he would just sit there and play the machines and chill out and it'd be bun 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 all the noises. And I'd say, Herman. I just love that about him because he wasn't like a snob, you know what I mean? He just loved people and loved to be around people that were having fun and you know. I just found that amazing. Like, you know, a lot of people would be like that attended his class that were way younger than him would go crawl out of there and go to bed. And we'd be, I'm a night person. So yeah, I was cool with it. Be up till 1 or 2 in the morning and then do it all over again the next day. And so, you know, that I found very, very refreshing about Herman. So, but we still want to know what
he got as much life out of his vehicle as he possibly could. Life fully, and that's an inspiration.
Yeah, and he was a very good dancer.
Yes, he loved to dance. Yeah. Definitely.
I just wanted, because I know we missed one chakra, and everybody's going to be where's the last one.
I'll just quickly zip back to that because okay. 7, we did 6 vision and acceptance, heart mm-hmm. chakra, the visionary through the heart. 7 is the solar plexus, trust and openness. So trusting your connection to source itself, trusting. And in that trust, you're able to, well, feel that groundedness and also move up to the heart.
You think about that's life force energy coming into your lungs, right? Into your solar plexus, you know, like the diaphragm, right?
Breathe up that warmth and that passion and nourish yourself, and especially in your cold winters up there.
Yes.
Another invitation to Australia.
You've got my vote.
So 8 is an interesting number because there's 2 chakras involved in the number 8, and it's solar plexus and base. And it crosses over at the sacral chakra. So 8s can sometimes get in that loop of energy, but it's and the fire, you can kind of dig in and fight, you know, dig in with the 8 and the base. Mm-hmm. But it's a power and abundance, so it's keeping the flow going, or it's really important to keep that flow and that movement going. And 9 is back to the brow chakra, which is wisdom and integrity. So, you know, but the higher chakras always need to have the alignment and the balance and the grounding, and the lower chakras are really about supporting what's above them, just like in the psychosomatics where we have the physical, the emotional and the mental. Physical mm-hmm. being solar plexus to the ground, to the base. The emotional being, physical being the waist to the ground, which is the sacral spleen and the base, the emotion, the heart and the solar plexus, and the spiritual, you know, the bridge is actually between the mind and the body being in the throat chakra, and then the higher chakras in the mental again. So it's very systemized, as you know, and the masculine and feminine, and it's great work, great passion. So
yeah, I love it. It's
you did ask me to share something else too, and it's
it was about the rays.
The rays, okay. Each we go into it. Herman's background was really in cosmogenesis, so he really understood how souls and root races came into and out of cycles, and so very highbrow esoteric work. And when he was bringing it in, it came in through the rays and then in through the chakras, and then he created the whole psychosomatic process habits as a way of being able to chunk everything down, how to read the face, how to read the hands, how to read the feet, how to read the body. So that's where it all came from. So the involution into matter and then awakening that consciousness of the matter to what the higher frequency of the soul is. So we have the evolution again of consciousness in the vehicle and vessel of our human body. So in the rays, he worked with the three major rays, which is the electric blue, the yellow gold, and the red, which is the first ray of divine will, the second ray of love wisdom, and the third ray of active intelligence action again. And then he was inspired with these synthesizing rays, as he said. So it's when divine will joins together with love wisdom, and then we would have the blue and the gold together making the green, and also divine will with love wisdom, divine will with active intelligence. So mm-hmm. The blue and the red together, which makes the purple. So one of the, the gift that's going to follow on from this program today is an actual chart of this. So we'll send that out to you.
So awesome. So people can just, if they want that, they can just contact you and you'll send that out to them.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely.
How, you know, that was part of a big part of what Herman spoke about quite a bit. And one other thing that I was wanting to ask you, because people kind of wonder, like, you know, Herman was just so brilliant, you know, like to come up with all, like, and so like, not just in an intellectual way, but he was brilliant at being able to pull emotions. And one of the things that he taught me also that I found very, very empowering was that, you know, just because someone has righteous anger and maybe they raise their voice to be heard so that people will listen to them, that it doesn't mean that you have to get all angry. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, you know, about the kindness?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go back to the solar plexus and the fire and the passion of the solar plexus, because if we push that energy down, then that passion, you know, it actually moves down into our gut, and that's how we can get, as Herman would say, that we get enraged. So it all cooks our insides and nothing's functioning very well down there, and that makes us feel more and more out of balance. And so if you bring that passion, that fire up through your breath and the bellows that actually fan the energy, then you can see it in someone's face. So the solar plexus is represented in the nose. So as we're breathing that fire, it can start to energize the heart chakra, which are the eyes on the face. And mm-hmm. so in this emotional zone of the face, we're starting to now feel the courage. So it's a beautiful way of just breath is, you know, Herman was known for teaching about breath. In fact, people would just take one look at him and take a deep breath because it was so angry.
And you know,
Herman, that's right, everyone stand tall. Let's stand tall and let's breathe.
Yeah, and I actually, like, on several occasions, you could literally see when someone was really in their solar plexus and they had the courage, you know, to really step forth, it would change the color of their eyes. And
the solar plexus is our defense mechanisms too. Yeah, the change you were saying about the eye color changing.
Like blue eyes would turn blue plus yellow equals green, and you would see people's eyes become more green, or you would see people with very dark, you know, black or dark brown eyes go like more golden. It was really like we're more, you know, cat-like looking eyes. It was really, really incredible to watch. And it, I mean, just such a testament to, you know, how that's real. Lots of people would notice
you can't identify what chakra people are operating from as you look into their eyes, really, not just from the eye color, which is one of the things, or how connected they are. So if the eyes start to float, then they're disconnecting from the physical again. So it's an amazing journey. I welcome you all to explore psychosomatics more and more. We've got teachers, quite a range of teachers in North America and also in Australia, and many of our teachers are willing to travel around. So if you've got the interest there, just explore it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, in particular, I absolutely loved learning from Herman body language, faces, and I just loved the compassionate, kind way that he would express himself when he was sharing with people. He kept it so that everybody felt that they were, like I said, special, you know, that there wasn't just one way to be. And so, you know, I can't believe it, but, you know, we're at the end of this radio show already. We got a couple minutes left here. So I would just really like go ahead.
I was just going to go back to what you were saying with the solar plexus and the fire and the rage too, is that the more we relaxed and flowing, we can keep our energy, because it actually, you have to be tense. You actually have to tighten the body to let out that aggression. So, you know, if you keep your body moving and relaxed and keep coming back home and breathing a lot, you know, it just helps us stay more present and helps the health of our body return, because the intelligence of the body really does know what it needs to do. We just need to be listening and following that, and really, as Herman's last message to everyone, and it's something that I've really been endeavoring to take on board, was that you've got to love yourself. You've got to love yourself. And as you really start this body, this vehicle, this vessel, and you take love into wherever you are.
I love that. Thank you, Marie. And, you know, I this painting is one of mine from Tales from the Vector. And this is homeostasis. And her little saying is, my soul is home. And Herman talked a lot about that, you know, we're body, soul, and spirit, and, you know, and we embody all of that as, you know, in this beautiful vehicle that we're given to dance through life with. I want to thank you so very much for coming on to The Truth is Funny. I so enjoyed interviewing you and all your beautiful energy. And I'm so glad that, you know, everybody got a chance to say hi to you, and sending you lots and lots of love and lots of rain to Australia.
Hi, everyone.
Okay. And thank you, Zach, for producing this show. Thank you, Dr. Pat, and your team, for making it possible for us to share this amazing information. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And that show will be with the fabulous Karen Benton, who is my co-host every third Wednesday of the month. Bye for now, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.